Hello, class 9 students. Please open your geography textbook to chapter 1, The Earth as a Planet, and follow along as you listen to the audio explanation. Let's start by revising some basic concepts. A cluster of stars in the sky is called a galaxy, and our universe has countless galaxies. Our sun is a star. Can you tell me which galaxy it belongs to? That's right. It belongs to the Milky Way galaxy, also known as the Akash Ganga. We can say that the solar system is the sun's family. The main members of this family are the planets, satellites, asteroids, comets, and meteors, which are bound together by the sun's gravitational pull. The planets of the solar system are divided into two groups. The first group is of the inner planets, namely Mercury, Venus, Earth, and Mars, which are also called the terrestrial planets, as their structure is similar to Earth's structure. The second group is of the outer planets, namely Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune, which are also called the Jovian planets because their structure is similar to planet Jupiter. The fixed path on which a planet revolves is called its orbit. All planets except for Mercury and Venus have satellites, which are also called moons. Besides these key geographical concepts, there are three study areas of the Earth as a planet which you will need to learn. Firstly, you need to learn the conditions which make the Earth a unique planet. Point number one. The Earth is located at the optimum distance of 148 kilometers from the Sun. When we consider the other planets, those which are closer to the Sun are too hot, and those further away from the Sun are too cold to sustain life. Point number two. The average temperature on the side of the Earth which faces the Sun is 17 degrees Celsius. Hence, it is a suitable temperature for life to exist. Point number three. There are three domains on Earth representing the three states of matter in which life can exist. These are land, the solid state, water, the liquid state, and air, the gaseous state. The narrow zone of contact between land, water, and air has suitable conditions in which all life forms exist, and it is called the biosphere. Now, so far we've learned that the Earth has favorable living conditions. Firstly, it's located at an optimum distance from the Sun. Secondly, it has a suitable temperature. Thirdly, the three domains of land, water, and air form the biosphere, where all life forms exist. These conditions together bring us to point number four. They form a favorable environment with the optimum conditions for the origin, growth, and survival of various life forms. Point number five. Due to the rotation of the Earth on its axis, when a part of the Earth faces the Sun, it receives insolation, which is the heat energy received from the Sun by the Earth, while the part of the Earth away from the Sun releases heat energy from the Earth into the atmosphere, and we call this terrestrial radiation. Point number six. The presence of water is a unique feature of our planet. It covers an estimated 71% of the Earth's surface, while land covers an estimated 29%. It is found in water bodies such as oceans, seas, gulfs, bays, lakes, rivers, and so on. The continuous flow of water on the Earth is maintained through the hydrological cycle. Point number seven. The presence of the atmosphere is another unique feature of planet Earth. It is composed of 78% nitrogen, which is needed for plant growth, 21% oxygen, which is needed for breathing by human beings and other living organisms, and 1% of other gases such as carbon dioxide, ozone, water vapor, and helium, to name a few. Point number 8. Although ozone is part of just 1% of the composition of the Earth's atmosphere, it has the unique function of protecting the Earth by absorbing the harmful ultraviolet rays of the sun.